All right, so I feel like I want to save everything in its entirety, for the most part, for after we watch this trailer. At least for after the first time we watch this trailer, because y'all know we always watch it one more again after. But I don't want to get too repetitive in what I got to say. Now, if it was scattered in a commentary somewhere, if it was, you know, if it called for me to bring it up in like a comic book movie conversation, if you follow me on Facebook or Instagram or even on TikTok for that matter, you guys know where I stand with this movie. And to give you a little bit of backstory before we get into this trailer reaction, I remember being kind of curious when Martin Scorsese was signed on to direct a Joker standalone movie. And I was like, that's weird. You know, I love the character of the Joker, arguably the most popular movie or comic book villain of all time, but definitely the most popular villain in as far as the Batman universe goes. And I've seen so many different versions of Joker, man. You go back all the way to Cesar Romero, rest in peace, shout out to him. You know, you go to Jack Nicholson's version of Joker in Batman 89, which is, you know, for all the right reasons, man, a lot of people's favorite Joker. He was even my Joker at some point in time until I went to the theater to see The Dark Knight. And rest in peace, shout out to the late, great Heath Ledger, man. He is still the reigning champ, even in the afterlife. You know, posthumous award and everything. Heath Ledger's Joker is the epitome of I guess, what the Joker should be, in my opinion. Plus, I like my comic book movies very dark. So I think The Dark Knight is damn near 10 out of 10 flawless film. I think Heath Ledger's version of Joker is the best that we've gotten. Hands down. Then we get to, I believe, Jared Leto's Joker was next. Now, I always credit Jared Leto for doing his own thing as far as the Joker goes, but it wasn't his fault that we didn't get to see enough of him. It wasn't his fault that the majority of his scenes hit the cutting room floor and they weren't seen in the theatrical cut of the Suicide Squad, hashtag release the air cut. And it's definitely not his fault that he was marketed as the main villain in the Suicide Squad trailers. Now, remember, we had three different trailers. We had that really dark one, then we had the ballroom blitz one, and then we had we had Bohemian Rhapsody, and then Ballroom Blitz was the third and final trailer. So Jared Leto's Joker was marketed as the main villain, but it really was Enchantress and whoever the fuck that 12 feet tall CG guy was. And we did get a chance to see Jared Leto at the, you know, I think it was the epilogue in Zack Snyder's Justice League. He did an amazing job in that. So I like Jared Leto's Joker with the liberties that he took for it. And then we get to Joaquin Phoenix. Now, originally, when Scorsese was attached to direct the first Joker, Leonardo DiCaprio was in talks to play the Joker. And I remember I was like, this is weird, but maybe I can get with this, because Leonardo DiCaprio is one of the best actors of all time. A character actor at that. Yeah, he could definitely pull it off. But I like, do we really need a standalone Joker movie? I don't know. And by the way, there were other versions of the Joker. I think there were two versions of the Joker in the Gotham TV series. There was one guy that stapled his face on. I think that was Cameron Monaghan or something like that. And it was the other guy who actually, I think he actually fell into a vat of chemicals. And he had a showdown with Batman and I think Commissioner Gordon in one of those episodes. He was actually a scary looking Joker. And I got to shout out Barry Keoghan, who had a deleted scene as the Joker in Matt Reeves' The Batman. So we, safe to say, people, we've had so many fucking different versions of the Joker. You know, more than some people can count, more than some people can remember. But I, like, as far as a standalone movie, it was always weird to me. And then Leo dropped out of the project and Martin Scorsese dropped out of the project. Next thing we know, Todd Phillips is directing. And I'm like, the Hangover guy, like old school guy, I like, okay, a comedic director doing a Joker spinoff. I don't know. I don't think this is going to work. And I like Todd Phillips a lot. Then they said that Joaquin Phoenix had been cast to play the Joker, Arthur Fleck, aka the Joker. And I'm like, look, I'm not even a Joaquin Phoenix fan. I'm not gonna lie. Is the guy a great actor? Absolutely. But I, you know, not only did I not need a Joker spinoff, a fucking origin story for him to make him sympathetic, but I damn sure didn't need Joaquin Phoenix playing in it. I just didn't see it working. I thought it was gonna be garbage. I saw the trailer and I'm like, oh, this is some bullshit. Saw the movie, The movie was actually, I think, the second episode or third episode I ever did 4 years ago. And I, you know, I gave the credit where the credit was due, man. I even gave it a little more, a lot more credit when I did the commentary for it a couple years later. Now, let me just say this, man, before we get into this, you know, before we get into this trailer, because I still want to save whatever thoughts I have on the sequel for after this trailer reaction. But let me just say this, man. When they announced that they were doing a sequel, I'm like, you didn't need a first one. You know, DC wanted to do this experimental art house character study shit. Cool. But you could have taken Gotham out of it. You could have taken the Wayne family out of it. Anything involved in the Batman universe, you could have taken out of it. And I would have given this a pass. And I just feel like, why, when people talk about cash grabs, just cashing in on the name and it doesn't have shit to do with the source material, why don't they call out the Joker movie? It's a crazy bias for this shit, man. I think the movie's very overrated, but is it a well-made film? Is the writing airtight? Are the performances great all across the board? Absolutely, man. Todd Phillips did a great job directing that movie. It's just not a fucking Joker movie. And I like the hype surrounding it. I just don't get it. Sometimes I do cave in and I'm like, oh, I could see what everybody was talking about. But this shit, no, man. So then they said, oh, we're doing a sequel and it's going to be a musical. And Lady Gaga is going to play Harley Quinn. I said, okay, goddammit. Enough is a fucking enough. But here we are. Here we are, people. A movie trailer source dropped this 12 hours ago. Now, this is Joker Folie à Deux. I don't even know what that shit means. I'm not going to bother to Google it. I've already wasted, you know, 6 minutes of y'all time, almost going into seven. So let's see what we can see, man. This trailer's 2 minutes and 38 seconds long. That's 2 minutes and 38 seconds longer than I need. But let's get into it, people. I'm going to be fair here. You know, I feel like I could have just watched The Sound of Music or maybe The Wizard of Oz or some shit. You know, maybe West Side Story, a fucking dance, song and dance type of movie. But here we are. Let's do this trailer reaction, people, for Joker Folie à Deux. I will hit the play button at 3, 2, 1. I'm pretty sure we're going to get an ad here. Yep, I knew it. I knew it. My apologies, people. Normally, I would try to, like, edit it out, but I don't care. I don't think the train in the background cares either. But here we go, people. Let's get it.
Fleck, you got a joke for us today?
He's telling the guards jokes and shit. I mean, I guess if you locked up in Arkham long enough, you got it. Oh, there's Harley Quinn. She's like, hey,
we use music to make us whole, to balance the fractures within ourselves.
It's this Willy Wonka shit they playing. Come with me.
I haven't done anything with my life like you have.
He's about to do his best Frank Sinatra impression.
Let's get out of here.
They about to break out. They about to break the fuck out of Arkham. Okay. This is another one of those what's real and what's not, because weren't they just an audience, now they're on stage? Isn't Arthur running again? Oh, it's that guy. I didn't even get into the cast. My apologies, people.
That's what we should be talking about.
Hotel Arkham. She gonna draw a smiley face on the glass? Yep, I knew it. He's like, but this is the real me. Oh, that was a nice little setup. How he tilted his head right where the smile was at. Fits perfectly, too. That was a good shot. October 4th. Okay, real quick. I realize I did not do my routine. Who we got up in this bitch? Obviously, you got Joaquin Phoenix coming back as Arthur Fleck, Lady Gaga as Harley Quinn. You got Catherine Keener in here from 40-Year-Old Virgin and Get Out, man, who's got some type of weird MILF shit going on with her, man. I like it, but we're not going to discuss it any further. Speaking of some, you know, attractiveness up in this movie, man, Zazie Beetz is back in here. I did not know that they were bringing her back in here. And, you know, if they're not going to put her in Deadpool, if I'm not going to get a season 5 of Atlanta, you know, if they're not going to put her in... I haven't seen Bullet Train, so I don't know if she survives in that or not, but I will watch Zazie Beetz in anything she's in. Brendan Gleeson's in here. Ken Leong, fucking Juntao from Rush Hour's in here. You got Steve Coogan, who was... he was Damian Cockburn in Tropic Thunder, and he was the asshole husband in My Idiot Brother. So you got a really good cast here. That said, this looks like, and I'm gonna shoot from the hip. Y'all already know I'm gonna keep it a bean with y'all like I always do. This shit looks exactly how I expected it to be. This, all right, man. Like, I'm the first Joker movie, like I said, I think it's overrated as fuck, but I give the credit where it's due as far as the direction, the writing, the performances. The movie looks great. The setups are pretty good. I give it credit where it's due. So because that movie exists, and because I have to accept the fact that it exists, I can sit here, almost said stand here, but I'm glad I'm sitting down for this. I could sit here and say that this shit was absolutely, if the first one wasn't necessary, this shit is definitely not necessary. I don't know if y'all figured that y'all didn't clean up enough at the award ceremonies when the first one came out, but this is blatant Oscar bait right here. I don't know what the fuck is going on over at Warner Brothers. DC has enough fucking problems as is. Y'all just got a new clean slate. Nobody even really trusts James Gunn with the slate that he's given. He's given us shit like Swamp Thing and Batman the Brave and the Bold and a new Superman movie, and people still don't fucking trust James Gunn. So y'all went ahead and just followed through with the plans to do a Joker sequel. Unfucking necessary. Does the movie look good? Sure. But all of the slow motion, dramatic shit, like I said, it sounded like they were about to start doing the World of Imagination or whatever the hell that song is from Willy Wonka. It sounded like the same musical cues from it for us for a second. This shit, man, I, like, whew, I don't think I've ever had a migraine before, but I might be well on my way, people. I feel like it's the first time for everything. Again, let me say this, man, when everybody talks about cash grabs and this don't have nothing to do with the source material, what are y'all doing? But why do y'all give this a pass? Why do y'all give it a pass, man? And everybody's about to go crazy over this trailer. There were people posting on Facebook like, yo, man, this looks good. I can't wait to see it. And that's fine, man. I love that people, you know, there's going to be so many people that will agree to disagree with me about this like they did with the first Joker movie. But I promise y'all, I feel like maybe I was a little harsh on that first one. And then I ended up giving it credit. I ended up eating some of my words. But I feel like I don't. No, fuck that, man. I feel like I don't, because even when I did my review, I gave it credit. It's just that I saw a lot more than I didn't get a chance to talk about when I did the commentary. It's different when I do these commentaries for y'all, because I can catch shit in the moment that maybe I didn't write down in my notes. So, okay. The first one, it is what it is. But this one, everything I got to say about this one, I am not taken back. I promise y'all, I will not. There will be nobody in life that will make me second guess how I feel about this fucking trailer, how I feel about this movie prior to even the trailer even dropping. This is like, no amount of casting will take away from the fact that this is Oscar bait. Like, why does DC even need a musical? Now, I get it. Like, DC has tried so hard, man. And I give them credit for this shit. I'm not just talking bad about them. They have tried so hard to differentiate themselves from Marvel. And I feel like the problems they ran into a lot of the times towards the home stretch was them trying to be Marvel, them pumping a whole bunch of humor and bright colors and a lot more family-oriented content into their movies. For me, I never looked at DC as that. You know, you can look at the fucking, like, the original DC movies, like Batman and the original Swamp Thing that Wes Craven did. Recipe shout out to the late, great Wes Craven. Somebody gets their head ripped off in that movie. David Hess, to be exact, gets his head ripped off in that movie. They don't show it, But the way it's edited, it's like, yeah, he just ripped that guy's fucking head off. You got Adrienne Barbeau in that movie running around, tits galore. I mean, I don't think she's topless in that movie, but Marvel's not going to do shit like that. So DC has always separated itself, even in its comic books, from Marvel. Now, this is just... Now, I don't know who the head of Warner Brothers is at this point. I know they kind of cleaned house at some point. But I don't know if they were like, yeah, man, we got to do something real different, man. Let's do a musical. You know, let's do like Chicago, or let's do Joker on Broadway. That's what the fuck this is. It's Joker on Broadway, man. It's Joker on Broadway. And then you get Lady Gaga. As if it wasn't Oscar bait enough, you got Lady Gaga, who I believe they cleaned up at the Oscars or award ceremony for the movie she was in with Bradley Cooper. I think it's called A Star is Born. I've never seen it, but I do think it's some type of musical film. So you get Lady Gaga, who could be like, she is the last person I would expect to play Harley Quinn. Now, I know everybody's used to Margot Robbie, and she definitely embodies the character of Harley Quinn in certain ways. There's a lot of people that would disagree with me and say she's nothing like the original Harley Quinn, but I like how animated they made her, especially in Birds of Prey. She gets to kind of let her freak flag fly as the character, man. But Lady Gaga, you just seem like you are Lady Gaga playing Harley Quinn, playing Lady Gaga in this movie. This is so fucking frustrating. Another thing this movie's going to do that's going to piss me off, that's going to manipulate people into thinking, oh, this is deep and psychological, and it's an even deeper character study, and they're going to blur the lines between what's real and what's not. And that's one of the things that confused me about the first movie. And I don't give a fuck, man. I'm not too proud to say that it was certain shit that went over my head. Like the end of the Joker, the first one, for example, when he's walking off and his shoes, the bottom of his shoes are stained in blood. Is it real? Is it fake? Like, you know, you see at one point, he never met Zazie Beetz. He never introduced himself to her. They never made out and were about to become an item in the movie. He imagined it. So when he pops up in her apartment, she's like, oh, what the fuck are you doing here? Do you need me to call somebody or whatever's going on? So they I feel like that is very like in this case, you are trying to manipulate people. I feel like you are, because it's like at one point, I don't know if it's the editing, they're in the audience and then they're on stage. You know, and I know this entire movie is not going to be a musical, but if there was any glimmer of hope that I could have to maybe enjoy moments of this movie, it's going to be, those moments are going to be broken because I'm going to have to jump right into a fucking a musical number with an orchestra behind it. Like nobody, I'm not going to say nobody wants to see that. I don't want to see that shit. You know, I feel like as a fan of the character, as a fan of the Batman universe, as a DC fan overall, I want DC to win. I like DC more than Marvel, but I have to credit Marvel tons and tons and tons because they have a better structure, or at least they had a better structure, you know, from Iron Man, everything from Iron Man leading up to Endgame. You can never deny Marvel the blueprint that they had that was leading up to the Endgame events. Everything connected, everything came full circle. DC never had that. DC never laid the proper groundwork to have like a consistent storyline with consistent characters and just continuity throughout the course of all of their movies, man. And it's one of the reasons why DC put themselves in a hole and they destroyed the Snyderverse and this, that, and the other. But I don't know, man. I want DC to win so bad, so badly. But I feel like as a fan, haven't I been cheated enough? You know, Jack Nicholson's not going to come back as the Joker. I do think that Tim Burton had plans to resurrect the Joker in Batman Triumphant or whatever his third movie was going to be called. I wish I could have seen that. Recipe shout out to Robin Williams. He was going to play the fucking Riddler, and Gina Davis with her lips in her prime was going to play Poison Ivy. Like Jesus Christ, man. Billy Dee Williams was going to come back as Two-Face. You know, so Jack Nicholson never got to come back. Heath Ledger sadly passed away. Heath Ledger was actually going to be in The Dark Knight Rises in some moment, because that Joker's still alive at the end of The Dark Knight. Then Jared Leto got cheated, you know, to the point where he was like, you know, fuck them guys for doing what they did to me in the movie. Jared Leto's not coming back. So then I get Joaquin Phoenix in a fucking, you know, like an art house film. And listen, and let me not shit on art house movies. I'm not trying to do that in any type of way. So I don't want anybody to take that out of context, because I have grown to have a really amazing appreciation for art house films, man. Like, I will go online and look up some art house films that I may have missed, and I like a lot of them, more than I would care to admit. But listen, man, I just feel like this is unnecessary. This is the most, again, I'll say it again, and I don't care how many times I repeat it. This is the most blatant Oscar bait, and I know there's people out there that are going to love it. I'm not one of those people. This is one of those things that I walked into, and I knew I was not going to be excited for it. Like, last night, I almost did the trailer reaction last night, and I'm like, nope, I'm not even going to do it. I'm just going to, you know, I could do something better with my time, like watch the Ghoulies 4 or some shit like that, which would be way more entertaining to watch than this shit. But it's one of those things where I walked into it, and I wasn't even trying to be optimistic. I do this shit for y'all, man. I do this shit because there are people out there that are like, what are your thoughts on this? What are your thoughts on that? And sometimes I feel bad when I haven't gotten around to certain trailers or certain movies to share my thoughts with y'all. So I feel like for y'all holding this shit down for the past 4 years, I feel like I owe it to y'all to do these trailer reactions. But I knew going into this that I wasn't going to like this, and I hate doing that, man. I like being optimistic, and I like being wrong at the end of the trailers. You know, speaking of DC, the Suicide Squad, a couple years back when they dropped the trailer, I think it was trailer number 2 on April Fool's Day, and I was like, well, this is no April Fool's joke at all. This is a hell of a lot better of a trailer for the Suicide Squad. And funny enough, I did not trust James Gunn directing that movie, because I said I don't want a Marvel guy coming in doing a DC property, man. I didn't want it. And that was just me having like PTSD from seeing what Joss Whedon, you know, being a Marvel guy when he did the Avengers movies, seeing what he did to Zack Snyder's Vision, and then seeing Zack Snyder's Justice League. I said, Joss Whedon, shit, don't ever bring another Marvel person over at DC, because it's going to be a sabotage plot. But lo and behold, they trusted James Gunn enough after seeing what he did with Suicide Squad to trust him, you know, leading the new DCU. But I was wrong about that trailer, and the movie was even better for me. Definitely entertaining. But this one, man, let's just watch one more game. One more game, people.
Hey, Clack, you got a joke for us today?
And then it kind of sounded like, what the world needs now? You gonna get fucking Burt Bacharach coming in?
I'm nobody. I haven't done anything with my life like you have.
Honestly, I like the look of Lady Gaga in this movie better, you know, her like that, better than when she has the Harley Quinn makeup on. If this was like a hip hopera, I would have been cool with that. But this shit, man. And the plot twist should be that they just high as fuck. They got a hold of some drugs in the pharmacy in Arkham, and they're just high throughout the whole movie. What? That dude didn't see that car coming. He just got hit by that fucking car.
Tell us, what's changed, Arthur?
I'll tell you what's changed.
I guess he's going to trial in that scene.
That's what we should be talking about.
This shot right here is probably the best part of the trailer. If I have to pick one thing out of it that I can really, really give credit for, it's when she draws this smile and he aligns his mouth perfectly with this smile. That's really well put together. Man, I couldn't even get a fucking Ben Affleck Batman movie. A solo Batman movie, him going up against Deathstroke or whoever the hell the guy was at the end of... Was it the end of Justice League or was it the end of Suicide Squad? I can't quite remember, but I like... Oh, of all the fucking spinoffs and origin stories, man. Here we go. But you know the crazy thing about it? Here's the kicker, people. Let me tell y'all something right now. This is the type of shit the Academy wants. This is the type of shit that studios love. This movie is going to clean up at the box office. I can almost assure y'all, this movie is going to make so much dough. Don't be surprised if they greenlight a third movie after opening weekend. Mark my words. Don't be surprised if they greenlight a third Joker movie after opening weekend. They're gonna check them receipts, and they're going to see them box office returns, and they're going to go to Todd Phillips with a blank check. Like, yo, Todd, big T. Oh, my God. I can't fucking believe y'all, man. Like, I knew it was coming, but just to see it come to fruition is just baffling to me, man. I just can't believe that Warner Brothers would, you know, desperation. Desperation is the key word here. I don't know if I said that prior to me saying it now, but if I did, I'm going to say it again. Desperation is this is oozing desperation. We need to win the DC fans back over. This ain't going to... Listen, I feel for any like-minded DC fans out there, that any of y'all that feel the same way I feel, that share my pain in this moment right here when y'all listen to this episode of me doing this trailer reaction for this sequel with them pissed off about it. I feel y'all, man. Anybody that's not feeling this, I understand, yo. We going to get through this, people. This is for the people that don't want this movie, that don't like this trailer. We will make it. We're going to be all right, man. We're going to start I Survived Joker 2 and Warner Brothers in DC. We're going to have a survival circle, a survivor's circle. I almost got tongue-tied for a second. But we're going to have like a group therapy session, and we're going to talk about all the trauma that these two movies have put us through. And again, man, like I said, Todd Phillips, I like Todd Phillips a lot. I'm not a Joaquin Phoenix fan, but I think Joaquin Phoenix is a great actor, man. I think this guy, he's dangerously good. You know, even for somebody, you know, just because I'm not a fan of an actor or an actress doesn't mean I won't give them credit where it's due. I think that he's dangerously talented because he'll go on talk shows and he'll do like podcasts and shit like that, or like not necessarily podcasts, but radio shows. Still in character, and he won't break. You can see Joaquin Phoenix, but you're not getting anything other than the character that he's still engulfed in that moment. So that's when I say, like, when you are an actor or an actress that will just go to great lengths to stay in character, yeah, you're dangerously talented. And I think that's amazing, man. I wish I could possess such a talent. I'm not an actor. I mean, I would try it, but it would take me eons to get on Joaquin Phoenix's level. So I can definitely give the guy credit. Lady Gaga, I haven't really seen her like full blown performance wise, but I do know that the little clips I've seen from A Star Is Born, Lady Gaga she's a solid actress from what I've seen. I wouldn't go as far as to call her amazing, you know, to be alongside somebody like Joaquin Phoenix, but only time will tell. I know she's got a pretty heavy fan base as far as her acting performances go, outside of her music, which is good, man. It's good to have, you know, to wear two hats to have the best of both worlds and be talented as both. The rest of the cast that I pointed out is a no-brainer, man. You got some really great names behind this. And like I said, Todd Phillips, I respect Todd Phillips for being versatile, you know, for not putting himself in a box. I love when a director, well, I don't just want to be the horror guy. I don't just want to be the comedy guy. I don't just want to be the action guy. You know, they want to branch off into different genres and try different things. Even if it doesn't work, you can have a return to form moment and go back to your roots. You know, if you are the horror guy, action guy, comedy guy, but if it works, you know, like, why not keep going, man? So who am I to say that, you know, Todd Phillips shouldn't have made a part two? You know, it was either the studio that wanted it. It was either him while writing the script or directing the movie where he in his mind has something set up for a sequel. I don't know, but I can, at the end of the day, I can respect the business move. I can respect the creativity of Todd Phillips. This shit just ain't for me. You know, I would never sit up here and just completely bash something like this without giving proper respects to it, I feel like that wouldn't be fair of me to do that. Now, if it's something that's completely shitty and they're not even trying, you know, at all, like they're just rolling a camera, just throwing people on set, you know, script they just pulled out of their ass or lack thereof, then yeah, I'm gonna talk shit and I won't have anything to respect about it. But something like this is like, I can understand why there's a large group of people that are excited for this. I can understand why there's a large group of people that are wanting a change, a shift in tone, I guess, in the DC universe as a whole. And maybe this will just pass time for everybody until James Gunn gets his movies off the ground, or at least until we see a Superman trailer or something like that, or we see, like, I don't know, one of the animated DC movies. I don't really know. I don't know what's coming up for DC. I know that they do plan. I know Blue Beetle was the start of the new DCU, and Blue Beetle was okay. It was cool. I liked it, but it wasn't anything too memorable in it. It had some really cool moments between Jaime and the suit and just Jaime himself, but it wasn't anything where you could point out certain moments and it was just super epic and you could just talk about it with somebody, at least in my opinion. But I think we're going to get Blue Beetle 2 at some point. The Batman 2 just got delayed. If I'm not mistaken, I think it got delayed another year, which is fine. I didn't like it at first, but I'm like, okay, if that means you have to get it right, then sure. Another thing I don't want them to do, now that they do, and I thought that they were going to do this with Matt Reeves as the Batman, because that came out after the first Joker movie. And you can look at both of those movies and see how similar they are, how grounded in reality they are. You know, like a la Christopher Nolan's Dark Knight franchise. But please do not connect this to Matt Reeves' Batman. Please don't do it. It wouldn't even make sense because Bruce Wayne was I think the first Joker movie was a period piece, was it? I think it was. But Bruce Wayne was a kid. And I'm not sure what year exactly the Batman takes place, but please don't connect the two. If, you know, if we're going to do this separate DC shit, then have your separate Joker shit, have your separate Batman shit, and just have the fucking connected universe that James Gunn is doing, man. And speaking of the connected universe, this is what I mean by when I say, have I not suffered enough, man? Because Swamp Thing just got delayed. You know, James fucking Mangold, after giving us that lackluster ass Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, he's moving on to direct some project. And after that, he's going to direct a Bob Dylan biopic or some shit like that, which means that Swamp Thing is now like third priority. And I'm like, bruh, what are you doing, man? You owe people for that last Indiana Jones movie. So can you just put that aside and get on the Swamp Thing shit? Like, I think Andy Muschietti is still directing Batman Brave and the Bold, but I think the rumor was, now it's just a rumor. The rumor was that because of how the Flash movie bombed, which Andy Muschietti directed, they said that they didn't even know if they were looking at him to direct Batman Brave and the Bold. I think that would be a stupid move. One of the reasons that I believe The Flash bombed is not that because it was a terrible DC movie. It was one of the worst comic book movies, like everybody said, which it wasn't. I think it was the controversy surrounding Ezra Miller. But I think that shouldn't really, you know, shake up DC and Warner Brothers enough to have them drop, you know, Andy Muschietti from Batman Brave and the Bold, man. Because if it's something in the Batman universe that we need, it's that movie right there. And it's definitely not this. It's not this, man. I'm not looking forward to this. I don't know if y'all, I guess you guys can expect the review. I feel like it'll be another full circle moment, being as though the Joker was like the second or third episode that I ever did. The review's terrible. I never even went back and listened to it myself. I didn't even know how to get my feet wet in podcasting or just delivery or outlines for the most part at that point. But I guess you guys can expect the review for this. Because I know there's some listeners out there that are going to be wondering, you know, are you going to see it? Even though you're not looking forward to it, even though you say it looks like bullshit, what are your takeaways? You know, what are the pros, cons, and similarities, and this, that, and other? So I'll review it for y'all, but much like the trailer, you know, prior to this episode, I'm not looking forward to it, man. I'm sorry. This was kind of like I guess this was a mini rant. It took 34 minutes to do it, people, but y'all already know where to go, man. And if y'all don't, y'all can follow the podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Breaker, Radio Public, Podbean, and Podcast Addict. Shout out Spotify for podcasters. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, Romero Tudor. Shout out to the Facebook movie group, The Cinemaniacs. And last, but certainly not least, shout out to the Tudor reviewers, the listeners, the lovers, the supporters out there for supporting my decision to sit through this fucking trailer this morning, man. This is... Whoo, man. I think it's time. I think it's time, and I know I say this after a bunch of episodes where I'm like, yeah, man, I think it's time for me to revisit this movie, and it's time for me to revisit this franchise, or finish up this franchise. Nah, it may be time for me to start making a list of DC movies that take me back to happier times. Now, as far as Batman movies, I've done Batman 89, Batman Returns commentary, Batman Forever commentary. You see what I was leading up to, Batman and Robin, and I was just talking about happier times, man. Maybe it's time to go back to the Dark Knight trilogy. I feel like that'd be a great trilogy to go back on, man. Not necessarily everything DCU, though. I did do commentary for Man of Steel. I think I dropped that the day Blue Beetle came out, and after seeing that and forgetting how amazing that movie was, I definitely told myself I wanted to finish up the Snyderverse. So I think that is BVS. Batman vs. Superman I would have to do next, and then Justice League. Listen, for anybody that... Let me know if y'all want commentary for the Justice League, man. If y'all want that commentary, if enough of y'all want that commentary, all 4 hours... Is it 3 or is it 4 hours? I want to say it's 4 because they split it into chapters. If you guys want that Zack Snyder's Justice League commentary, if enough of y'all want it, please let me know, and I will give y'all that commentary. Because that's one that... I originally felt like I needed somebody there to, you know, just banter back and forth with during a commentary, because that is going to be a long one, probably hands down the longest commentary I've ever done. But that is one that is definitely on my list that I cannot wait to do. I just have to prep myself for it. This ain't like, you know, like Wakanda Forever or Avatar, where it's like almost a 3-hour movie, 2.5 or whatever you have it. You know, this is going to be an event. This ain't even like Dune or Rebel Moon. Zack Snyder's Justice League is going to be not a task to get through. I'm not saying it like it's a bad movie, but it's going to be, at most I'll you know, maybe chew ice from my drink, which I try not to do, or just drink water or coffee, or during intox commentary have my sips with me. But I'm gonna have to have some snacks on deck if y'all want that Justice League commentary. I just feel like I need to make a list of the DC movies that make me smile. You know, no pun intended, because whether this is a Joker, you know, sequel or not, this shit ain't making me smile. I don't give a fuck how many smiley faces Harley Quinn writes on the fucking the two-way glass with lipstick. I ain't smiling. I'm not, man. I don't think I'll feel any differently about this shit, man. I don't. But we'll have to wait and see what happens, people. But I know what's going to happen. But y'all already know the love and support y'all show me. I show it back to y'all tenfold and then some. So with that being said, people, yours truly, Romero Tudor. Another episode of Tudor Reviews in the can. I'll check y'all on the next one.